You know, Don Juan was really Strauss's first true success. He knew it was a success from the very opening. He was only 24 years old when he conducted the world premiere of this piece in 1889. He was, of course, the Kapellmeister at Weimar, and that's where this premiere performance took place. And it's a great piece. It virtually is on every first violin audition in the world, because the first page of Don Juan is notorious for great virtuosity, and you need such technical prowess to play it. And it's one of those dreaded things that's on every audition whenever a violinist tries to play an audition for an orchestra. But it's a great piece, and it's one that's certainly a part of our vast repertoire, and a piece that has been in my repertoire for well over 35 years. So it's going to be great fun to conduct.
And he based this on poetry about this famous character as well.
Yeah, exactly. The music is based on that wonderful, I think it's an unfinished play by the poet Nicholas Lanoe. And, you know, Don Juan is very impetuously portrayed first in the strings in the opening 2 or 3 minutes of it. And as the piece goes on, it reflects a little bit more about his personality. But the climax of the piece is when his character is very appropriately played in the horns. There's that wonderful ba-dee-da-da-da-da-dee-ba, that wonderful passionate theme that the horns play and then the strings play afterwards. That's the real climax of the piece and one of the most brilliant and beautiful melodies of all time. And the piece eventually subsides. It kind of unwinds pretty quickly and it becomes quite melancholy towards the end of the piece. And then, of course, he dies at the end. But it's a wonderful piece of music and only lasts about 15 minutes, but takes the audience through a very quick synopsis of Don Juan's life. And it's great, great fun for us.